Hey everybody, welcome to this sneak peek of Making Waves podcast with Tom Prather. In today's clip, Laura Morton, a 20-time New York Times bestselling author, discusses her time with Dog the Bounty Hunter. If you want more, make sure you check out the full episode in the show feed. Please enjoy this Making Waves sneak peek. So that started, let me read some of these.
Sure.
You've worked with Jennifer Hudson.
I have.
Justin Bieber.
Yes, I have.
Al Roker.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Angel.
Mm-hmm.
Danica Patrick. Dog the Bounty Hunter.
I love
which
Dog.
Might be my favorite.
Mm-hmm. I just went to go see Hello Dolly with the dog.
Oh my gosh.
That was awesome.
You're here?
Yes.
What is it like walking into a Broadway theater with, is he wearing his thing, his hair?
Yeah, when we're done, I'll show you a picture. It's a great picture because his wife was with us, but she and her friend were sitting two rows in front of us. They were in the front row, we were in the third row. And she's like, you have to sit with, she calls him Big Daddy. She goes, you have to sit with Big Daddy. I'm like, okay, that's fine, you know. And so Dwayne and I were sitting, you know, in our seats, and this very sort of, you know, proper Upper East Side woman looks at him and she goes, you look familiar, you know? And he goes, oh yeah, yeah, you know, hey, my name's Dog. Like, you know, I still don't think she knew who he was. So Beth got up to take a picture of the two of us, and everybody in our section leaned into the picture like they were in it. And it is one of those classic pictures.
It's like that Oscar picture a couple years ago.
It is. And everybody just thought that they were going to be in our picture. And it was, I mean, it's really hysterical. But he's very popular, you know, when
I love that show.
Well, that, and not only that, his book was number one on the New York Times bestseller list, right out of the gate. And our publisher they couldn't grasp the fan reaction. They could not imagine. So on a good day, a well-known celebrity author might sell 100, maybe 150 books at a book signing. Dog was getting 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 people showing up to his book signings. People were planning their summer vacations around coming to see the dog. And I mean, they would camp out in Walmart parking lots. And it was nuts. It's like, it is crazy to see how people respond to him, and truly they love him.
Yeah.
And I totally understand why. He's an interesting guy for many reasons. And he and Beth are doing some really important work right now, I think in bail reform. And it's important that, you know, they maintain their stance on where they're at, because I think they really feel like some of the changes happening are not going to be in anybody's best interest.
Mm-hmm.
But he is, you know, he's very clever. You know, he worked with Tony Robbins for years and years and years. He's in Awaken the Giant. So if you read, there's a whole story about, his name is Dwayne Chapman.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a whole, but they, Dog the Bounty Hunter, he's in Awaken the Giant. And because he worked with Tony for years. And
like personal growth stuff?
Personal growth. He was doing security. Yeah. He was doing personal growth.
I see.
You know, no, but he was on stage speaking because he's got this amazing story. And it's what he's grown into, you know. And I love, if you've ever watched the show, by the way, I went on a bounty hunt with him.
Oh.
That was.
Did you have like vests?
See, this is what's so funny about that bounty hunt. No, I was wearing a white Gap t-shirt and flip-flops. Uh-huh. Meanwhile, Beth and Dog and brother Tim and everybody else who was on...
Might as well have been wearing like deer hunting uniform.
Oh, yeah. And there is... But I went on his first bounty hunt after he had captured Andrew Luster,
mm-hmm.
and who was the heir to the Max Factor fortune, who had fled to Mexico on...
that was like huge news.
It was huge news. He was found guilty in absentia of 86 counts of rape. And he fled to Mexico, and Dwayne went down and got him. He went down and got him. Our government couldn't find him.
There was something attached to that, too, though, right?
Like, a lot attached to it.
Wasn't he put in jail, too?
He was put in jail because when he captured Andrew Luster, Andrew Luster said, I'm not Andrew Luster.
Right.
And so Dwayne got arrested for kidnapping. But it turned out it was Andrew Luster.
Yeah.
And also, the definition of kidnapping is very specific. And Dwayne did none of the things that would have fit the definition of kidnapping. So what they got him on, so they put him in jail for 10 days.
We have a rough skeleton of laws down there in Mexico.
Well, it's sort of, I mean, yeah. And they put him in jail for 10 days, and they ultimately could only, which in kidnapping, of course, is a felony. But they got him for deprivation of liberty, which is a misdemeanor.
Yeah.
And that's basically you and me standing at a bar. I won't get out of your way. Okay? I won't let you move. I've got you cornered. Okay? That's deprivation of liberty. So his Mexican attorneys said to him, go home, leave Mexico, never come back. This is going away. We'll take care of it. Well, it didn't go away. And, you know, several months later, he woke up at 4 a.m. with federal marshals busting through his front door with machine guns and a warrant for his arrest and to send him back.
It's like the roles are reversed.
Yeah. And to send him back to Mexico. So he and he had to fight that for 4 years. And because it was a bad warrant, it was a bad arrest. It goes on and on. If you want to know more, you should read the book.
Yeah.
The book, You Can Run, But You Can't Hide. Yeah, it's a great story.
Well, thanks for listening to this sneak peek. If you want to hear more, listen to the full episodes in the show feed. You can find all the relevant links right in the show notes. Check out Making Waves Podcast for more information and YouTube for video versions of the podcast. Don't be a stranger. Reach out on social media. Let me know who you'd like to hear next on the show or just say hi. And if you've enjoyed what you heard, please tell someone you know and help spread the wave. So thanks for listening, have a great day, and go out and make some waves.